The 75th annual Sturgis Rally is in full swing, and South Dakota rolled out the red carpet, but not how you'd think. Information centers across the state get ready for Sturgis every year, because the rest stops could be the first contact visitors have with South Dakotans. SDPB's Levi Gutz went to see what an information center is like as bikers head to the Black Hills.
This sound can be heard throughout the state this week. Bikers from around the country are flocking to South Dakota. If you're in South Dakota, the Sturgis Rally is hard to escape. Take the folks at an interstate rest stop, 420 miles outside of Sturgis.
Name's Curtis.
Curtis, very good.
Uh-huh.
And where are you from?
Kansas City.
How many times have you been up to Sturgis?
This is my third and final time. This is my third year in a row.
Tony Thomas.
That's right. And where are you from?
We're from Alabama.
New York.
Oh, wow.
We retired to Florida now. We just sold our place in New York this summer. So I went to stay with my sister and brother-in-law for the last 4 weeks waiting to come to Sturgis.
This is Brenda Trafton. She's here with her husband, Travis. They have been to Sturgis once before, but they said they'd come back under one condition.
Well, this is our second Sturgis. We went back in 90. Said if we live long enough, we come for 75th, and we did, so we're going back.
All these bikers were visitors to a South Dakota information center near Vermilion. It's one of 14 rest stops located across the state. These are places where small towns like Vermilion, hundreds of miles away from Sturgis, are cashing in on the rally traffic. The Vermilion Lions Club holds their annual Traveler's Breakfast at the center 4 days before the rally starts. A group of volunteers serve pancakes, sausage, and coffee to the traveling bikers for a free will donation. Organizers include Sid Davis, the man who started the breakfast almost 10 years ago, and Maxine Johnson, a fellow Lions Club member. The money they raise goes to the H.W. Over Museum in Vermilion. The museum's state funding was cut a decade ago, and the group saw the breakfast for bikers as a way to help. They said turnout is usually good, and the information center is a good host.
Through this rest area, I would say a couple hundred already, because when we came, the parking lot was full of sleeping truckers. And we had some family stop. But I would say there's been at least triple digits so far of travelers coming through, and this is a wonder. The staff at this rest area is just out of this world. They're just wonderful to us. They accommodate us and don't bother us, and they come and eat.
They come and eat with it, yeah.
So it's a good occasion.
This year, Johnson says attendance has been slightly higher than usual. Deputy Director for the Department of Tourism, Wanda Goodman, says the increase was expected. She says the higher numbers of travel parties coming in puts even more importance on the information centers like the one in Vermilion.
You know, the ladies that we hire and the men that we hire to be the supervisors and the travel counselors at those information centers are incredibly important to the impression that they're leaving on our visitors. A lot of times those information centers can be the first contact that our visitors have with South Dakota. And so, of course, we want that contact to be very positive. We want that to be a helpful experience for them.
Goodman also says the knowledgeable staff can be very helpful to Sturgis goers or anyone who is not familiar with the state.
And again, those travel counselors at our information centers always do a fabulous job. They're incredibly welcoming. They're very knowledgeable about the state and not just the Vermilion area, but those men and women know probably more about the state as a whole than many of us in the Department of Tourism. So they can be incredibly helpful as those visitors are coming through and looking for things to do on their vacation in South Dakota.
Department of Tourism numbers show an increase of almost 70% in the 4 days before the rally over last year's numbers. The numbers come from those who fill out a guest form at the state's 14 information centers. Goodman says this indicates a jump in visitor numbers at this year's rally. Motorcycles convene in Sturgis this week, but the Sturgis rally has a regional impact, and those like Wanda Goodman work to see that travelers here are welcomed in all parts of the state. For South Dakota Public Broadcasting, I'm Levi Gutz.